Hello, welcome to Macro ESG. My name's Greg Beyer. Today's Thursday, the 6th of August. It's 11:53 p.m. Eastern Daylight Savings Time. The title of today's piece is The New China-US Détente Based on Reciprocity and U.S. Megatech. Thank you for dropping by. Macro ESG, our motto is Markets, Politics, and Technology for a Sustainable Future. President Trump this evening ordered that U.S. firms stop doing business with TikTok and WeChat in 45 days. This is not a surprising development. As Macro ESG has been writing this week, U.S. megatech, as there really isn't a comparable entity in the EU or developed Asia, are going to become the interlocutor and guarantor of Chinese tech and media operating outside of China, particularly with respect to users' privacy and data. Moreover, this fits with the earlier piece on reciprocity becoming the standard, and the hitch here is really with China. China will never open up its domestic market to foreign technology companies, let alone American, because the Chinese Communist Party can't retain power without overwhelming 1984 Orwellian social control. China's free pass to the West is over. Reciprocity is now becoming the standard of the game. And it makes sense that earlier today, Microsoft announced its intention to take over the full business of TikTok outside of China. This is exactly what Macro ESG has been theorizing will be the new business rules of the road. This will be the new technology detente, so it makes sense for Microsoft to go for the entire TikTok business. Furthermore, ByteDance uses a different service name in China, where the firm makes most of its money anyway, but shares the algorithm between the two services. I'm not sure how ByteDance has respected GDPR, while the U.S. has claimed foul in users' rights and protections. The main problem is that China is an authoritarian state where there effectively aren't any laws, but pure power, which allows the leadership to do anything that they want at any time for any reason. So there can't be any reasonable expectation of users' data being protected or respected. Perhaps TikTok's promise to run a data center in Ireland and keep all the data in Europe satisfied the GDPR question for the time being. The very fact that ByteDance has two different services for the China and international markets speaks volumes about what is inherently wrong with the business to begin with from a privacy perspective. It's not like Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, LinkedIn, Google, and so on have entirely different apps for use outside of the United States. It's the same deal wherever you go. And that is exactly what is wrong with China tech. It's not an open story, so it has to change. If China dropped the Great Data Wall and opened its society up and stopped persecuting people and locking their devices for something as banal as watching YouTube videos, then this whole issue would end tomorrow. But they can't because public dissatisfaction is too high. Perhaps the story of China's success is more of a bubble than most people realize. A society that is afraid of books and videos en masse is weak. The social fabric is made from tissue, not Teflon, and will dissolve during the first spring rain. The China unity story is a mirage. U.S.-listed Chinese companies. Speaking of problems with what is not an open story, a high-level U.S. government working group, which includes the chairs of the Securities and Exchange Commission, as well as the Federal Reserve, along with the Secretary of the Treasury, recommended unanimously today new rules that could lead to the delisting of Chinese companies from the U.S. This is another trend that Macro ESG has seen as developing with a high level of probability. It's shocking that these listings grew so far, particularly from a corporate governance perspective. There is simply no accountability or transparency or certain statement of ownership. It's another mirage. As the advisors of these companies that took them public in the West, along with the institutional fund managers and the index providers that virtually guaranteed their ownership by inclusion and benchmark indices, are going to face substantial legal and regulatory risk. It seems logical that these Chinese companies that need to delist are going to do some corporate finance magic to straighten this magic out, sorry, to straighten this mess out right away. The only problem is that do institutional and retail investors want to own shares in companies listed in Hong Kong, where the government just charged protesters from this past June, who were remembering the massacre of pro-democracy protesters in 1899 in a Tiananmen Square vigil, as mainland China's new security law takes effect, or in Shanghai for that matter, where some notion of rule of law is absent. While China is growing, the Western, quote, institutional sponsorship, end quote, of China will decline, particularly as foreign investors become aware that their ownership rights are impinged by politics. There is no point owning Chinese shares and bonds if one's ownership can arbitrarily be determined by whim. Dissent is illegal in China. I do not see how a market can properly function and grow into a complex decentralized network with dissent being illegal. The essence of buying and selling is dissent. You have your view, I have mine, so I buy and you sell, done. Of course, there is need for coordination, but to make the jump from input-driven growth to efficiency and innovation-led output-driven growth, you can't do it without an open society that cherishes dissent and free thinking. Perhaps a significant decline in intellectual theft from the West, along with the decline in Western capital and reduced cooperation with the West, could be the formula for subpar growth and social unrest in China. Not right away, but as the waves of graduates come out of the schools to no opportunity, the pressure will start to build. So what is the investment opportunity? I'm not sure. It's too early to say. This is one of those seminal moments like the Berlin Wall coming down, or going up as pictured above. I'm not an expert in listing transfer arbitrage, but I expect that there are a number of big trades coming up. If America and China can work out a detente that meets the needs of China and the US, this will be a big win for global growth. As I expect that Chinese shares and bonds are going to do well, this should attract investors. Over time, China will seek to influence foreign partners through threats and inducements that will begin to make the overall relationship increasingly less attractive. Perhaps this is why the EU gave TikTok a pass for GDPR. Climate change risk. It is imperative for both the US and China to come to a mutually agreeable détente as quickly as possible. China is the biggest carbon emitter, and the US isn't far behind, so unless both countries learn how to agreeably disagree, in other words, practice dissent, then it is going to be impossible to de-risk the carbon problem. I expect that the Biden administration will be able to bring the world together and push China to the table. And that's it for today. Thank you very much for joining us. I wish you a very good, healthy, and safe day. Thank you.